Welcome to another hour of Advanced Living Radio. This is Kenneth Lesser, thrilled and delighted to be your host again today. And you know, we are here week in and week out to help make things better, easier in your life. And I have a prayer that I follow that helps guide me to bring things to you each week. Each day I pray, Heavenly Father, show me the best ways to have the most fun inspiring the largest number of people to easily, naturally, joyously experience vibrantly, exquisitely, healthy, wealthy, passionate living in the shortest amount of time with the least intrusion into their lives so we can all get our needs met and celebrate a global loving community that works for everyone. Yes. Yes, a grand goal for sure. And as my dear friend Dr. Fred once advised me, it's better to shoot for the moon and miss it than shoot at a skunk and hit it. So we're going big. Yes. And this week our show is sponsored by AdvancedLiving.com. So when you have a moment, go to AdvancedLiving.com. Take a look at the comfort technology. We call it a Clark Kent clock with superpowers because when you plug it in, it looks like a plain digital clock, but you plug it in, it's like having the Dalai Lama show up and meditate in your room with you. It harmonizes the energy, mitigates electromagnetic stress. Just is such a beautiful thing. Check out AdvancedLiving.com. And now, guess what we have? Oh, my gosh. When you're thinking, there's so much to do. We're trying to heal ourselves. What are we going to do? The cost of health care, all sorts of things. We're faced with so many challenges. And you think, well, what if there was some simple to understand way that you could take more control of yourself and really claim the power to heal yourself? Well, guess what? That's the title of the book written by our guest today. Yeah. Oh, boy. Dr. Gina Kim. She was born in Seoul, Korea, raised in Southern California. She received her undergraduate degree in kinesiology from UCLA, and after graduation, she went to Los Angeles College of Chiropractic, graduated in 1987, and then she worked with a neurosurgeon and then moved to Maui with her husband, Dr. Rick Wilcox, who's also a chiropractor, and they practice together. And she specializes in family practice, incorporating traditional and gentle chiropractic adjustments, her own cellular regeneration technique, which we'll discuss, does techniques with flexion distraction, cranial sacral therapy, trigger point therapy, which involves no guns at all, prayer, nutrition, exercise, stretching, guidance to balance and harmonize, which we think of as not the body, mind, and spirit, but body, mind, spirit, the oneness of who we are. And she believes that there is so much that can be done naturally without drugs and surgery. And Dr. Kim is also the leader of the intercessory prayer and healing team at the Pukila Church. So, oh boy, get ready, folks. You are in for a big treat. Welcome, Dr. Kim.
Thank you, Ken. Thank you for having me on the show today.
Oh, it's a great, great pleasure. I'm so excited that as I've looked through your book, The Power to Heal Yourself, I am seeing just page after page of so many things that people can implement into their lives that are important and easy to do that are helpful. So help me to know, what inspired you to write the book, The Power to Heal Yourself?
Well, The Power to Heal Yourself began as a three-hour class in the mid-90s, actually. And I was teaching self-help methods to heal sore throats, headaches, what to do if you have arthritis, as well as lifestyle hints to ensure good health. And then last year, I was guided to take the class information and write way more, with the end result being this beautiful book. And I was inspired to write the book because we're now living in a time where there's so much chaos and bombardment of negativities, be it physical, emotional, mental, or energetic. And our senses are overloaded with sound, light, chemicals, and even our own inner chatter. So most of us seem tired, stressed, on edge, and have difficulty releasing and relaxing. The book is a simple guide pointing the way to where we all want to be, ultimately, at harmony within ourselves, our family, our community, and the world.
That's wonderful. Wow. And I love, folks, you can learn more about her book at her website, cellularregeneration.com. That's CellularReGeneration.com, cellularregeneration.com. And, oh, when you see it, it's such a beautiful cover. There's two hands that are open as though receiving wonderful gifts, and then she has rainbows connecting them. It's just beautiful.
Double rainbow.
And I'm curious, is it true that you're donating all proceeds to charities and scholarships?
Yes, yes. The book was written as a fundraiser. And as I heard the song, Let Go, Let God, at the beginning of your show, I thought, oh, goody, I get to mention God here, huh?
Yes.
God said, write the book. So I said, okay, and put it all together. And then I was told, guided to donate all the proceeds to fundraisers and charities. So my goal is to donate $1 million. With the proceeds of the book, and those who buy the book are asked if they want to recommend their favorite charity or scholarship for me to consider donating to. And I will donate as long as they're not political causes. And when I travel to different countries and different places and sell the books, I will donate to local charities and scholarships, so it will be kept local wherever the books are sold.
Oh.
Other than not on Maui.
Wonderful. That's so nice to hear that as you travel, the places and the lives that you touch, you'll be helping to support people right where they're at.
Yes.
Very important. Now, I'm curious, because in your book, which, I mean, my gosh, I have... don't think I've ever seen, and folks, you would think with all the value in her book that you'd be picking up something that looked like a giant dictionary, because you're going, oh my gosh, this is so packed full of goodness, and yet you have focused and concentrated so many important techniques into a book that's just about 120 pages, and I'd like to pick one particular area because, oh my gosh, I don't know about the rest of you, but if you get me under enough stress, this pleasant, charming person turns from a doctor Jekyll to a Mr. Hyde, and people want to hide because I can be mean and nasty if I let myself get out of balance. And you have, Dr. Kim, four balancing exercises, and would you share what those are and how you came up with them?
There's four different balancing exercises, and they are for the body, mind, spirit. And I truly do, as you said, consider body, mind, spirit as one, not three separate parts. And so the four of them are brain fluid and nervous system balance. And that one is exactly what it is. It helps bring the entire brain, the nervous system, and all the brain fluids into balance and harmony. And then the next one is the Z technique. And we call it a Z technique because when you're doing right shoulder, right pelvic bone, and then with the left hand, the opposite direction, it looks like you're making a Z on yourself. That one brings the meridians into balance. The third one is the divine genetic blueprint, and this brings every part of you into balance and signals for the cells to regenerate only healthy cells. You know, 200 million cells die per minute, and if you don't want degeneration in your body, we have to regenerate at least 200 million cells per minute. So this will help do that. So I tell everybody, think of this kind of like your anti-aging technique. And then the last one is the relax and soul mode. And this one is easy to demonstrate for the listeners. And it's simply panting three times, and then a deep breath in, and then a sigh out. So it's like this. And the panting has the effect of taking our bodies out of that fight or flight sympathetic mode into relaxed mode. And then when we sigh, sound healers say that we naturally sound the missing tone within our soul. So it also helps balance our soul. And the whole thing put together helps balance our autonomic nervous system. To give you a little history behind the four balancing exercises or how I came up with them. In April 2001, I started realizing that our world was really going into a chaotic place. And so I prayed for a month, Lord, what can I do to teach people so that we can all stay in better balance? And so the first three that I mentioned came first, and then the panting and the sighing breath came in 2009. So I recommend people to do these as often as they can. Every day.
The panting like a dog, I'm trying to think, is that with the tongue also in or out of the mouth? Because I see sometimes dogs with their tongue sticking out panting.
In the beginning when I was doing it and teaching people, I did stick my tongue out and do it. And then lately I've realized it really doesn't matter. So if your sinuses are congested and you can't stick your tongue out, then it's fine. You can stick your tongue out, but if you don't have to, you can do it with your mouth closed.
Oh, okay. So you can breathe through the nose or through the mouth?
Yes. Either way works.
Okay, this is good. I like to know that we have options to do this. And now, it's interesting because when people go and visit your website, cellularregeneration.com, they can learn about you and your background. And then, of course, there's this technique, CR, cellular regeneration, or CRT, I guess, the cellular regeneration technique. And it's exciting. I'm just, because we think, wow, you know, our cells, if we cut ourselves, we know that the cells will regenerate. And But we don't think of them necessarily in those terms because we talk so much about degenerative diseases. We're aging. Old friends talk about it's tough to get old and crippled, these kinds of things that we think are normal. And so I want to kind of get some more help from you in understanding this cellular regeneration technique and how you came up with it, and give us some details, please. It sounds so exciting.
Sure. I'd be happy to. Thank you. The big idea behind cellular regeneration technique is that the brain is a computer, and often in science the brain is considered the biocomputer. And when we're functioning optimally, there's a constant feedback from the brain to all the body parts and organs and different areas of our being. When there's any kind of stress, trauma, or injury, that optimum feedback gets messed up. And then the body's allowed to dysfunction, short circuit, or have imbalances. So by playing detective with your body, and cellular regeneration is primarily based on muscle testing as well as intuition. We can hone in and figure out all the who, what, when, where, why these imbalances, short circuits, or dysfunctions were allowed to happen, and get all the details, and then tap. There's four tapping places. One is at the third eye. That's the superconscious. And then another one at the breastbone. A lot of people call this the self point or the thymus or conscious point. The belly button is the subconscious point. And right at the back of the head is the unconscious point. So we figure out if we tap one or all four of those. And then as we tap, it brings everything into the conscious awareness to clear it all out. And one time somebody said, well, where is all this negative energy going? And I said, straight to the light or to God. It's not hanging around here, so don't worry. And this gives us the opportunity to really go to the core level when the problem started or an issue started, so that we can regenerate from the cellular level on up. And I just want to be clear that I'm not the healer. Healing is between you and the God of your understanding. I'm just a facilitator. The whole goal of cellular regeneration is to bring the body, mind, spirit into balance and harmony, because in that balance and harmony, you're open to receiving all of life's blessings.
Wow. And so it's important for people to realize, if I'm understanding correctly, your technique, and you mentioned God, that this is in a non-denominational form, so it wouldn't matter if someone was Christian or Jewish or Muslim or Buddhist or Taoist, on and on, pagan. I mean, is that correct?
It's correct, yes.
Okay, so this would be for anyone that has any kind of thought about some higher power, some creative force in the universe, some particular religious perception. It doesn't really matter in terms of your technique would work with any of those.
Yes.
Ah, hooray.
Yeah.
Good, then we don't have to divide up the room with, Christians on this side, Jews on that side, Muslims over here. We can all sit together.
Yep. Yeah.
Good.
Ultimately we are one.
Yeah. Yes, that's right. It's just like we can all be different flavors of ice cream, but we all are all at the same Baskin and Robbins. So we're all together even though we have different flavors. I like that. And tell me, because you've been using this technique for some amount of time, you can share how long you've been working with it. Would you please share some of the, what we would call the biggest healings, or for many of us, when something big happens, we have to call it a miracle because we can't understand it, that you've had using the cellular regeneration technique?
Certainly, I'd love to. The biggest miracle that I had was with a five-month-old baby. And when the parents brought her in, she had a horrible birth in terms of, the baby went into fetal distress, and so they did an emergency C-section. So there was a lot of medical intervention and a lot of panic involved, both the parents as well as with the medical staff. And at 5 months old, the parents told me that they could never put her down for longer than 20 minutes at a time, and she cried all the time. And the medical diagnosis was severe colic. So as I was talking to the parents, there was a moment in time where the baby opened her eyes, and in that moment I looked right at her and said, "Please allow me to help you." And I also do cranial sacral therapy, so I did that first. And as soon as I laid my hands on her, she stopped crying. And then with cellular regeneration, we were able to figure out all the different negative emotions, such as panic, anxiety, fear, worry, and as well as the medical intervention aspect, all the drugs that were given to the mother. And we cleared all of that. And in the course of 45 minutes, by the time I finished, the baby was sleeping in the daddy's arms, and both parents cried and said, "We've never been able to be still with our baby like this." Hmm. And we had one more visit, and she was deemed normal, quote-unquote normal, after that. So that was a really sweet, sweet healing.
Wow.
And another one.
Wow.
Huh? Yes.
That's huge, Dr. Kim. Because if I'm understanding, and of course I think you would know this better than I, but with the birth process that most of the people go through, there's drugs used, an epidural, or now, if I'm understanding, statistically, in the United States, I don't know about the rest of the world, but there can be up to 1 in 4 births that come from a C-section, which is, of course, a huge amount of drugs and major surgical intrusion. If I'm understanding, because the baby, through the umbilicus, is connected, that the baby goes through a good amount of trauma during that process, too. And to have some relief from something like this that quickly, I mean, this is huge.
Yeah, it is huge. And I love working on children because of that. Children respond faster than we grown-ups. We have more junk added on in our life situations. And it just amazes me the healings that happen when we put the body on the right track. And, people come with all kinds of situations, whether acute or chronic, and it's just awesome to see the healing unfold. And I usually tell people that are new to this cellular regeneration that if there's only one or two major causes to your issue and we clear them, then boom, we got a miracle. And if there's more layers, then it just takes longer. So I just tell people, come as long as you see value in it. And we'll just keep working as many layers as I can. And since I am a chiropractor, I did adjust the baby, and I do real gentle adjustments, even on adults anyway. So with babies, most of the time, they're just tiny, tiny little bits of pressure. So it's fun. I love what I do. I've been a chiropractor for 24 years now, and I still cannot think of anything else I'd rather do.
Yeah. This is wonderful. And I probably am jumping way ahead, but as you heard from the prayer that I pray daily, is that I want to see miracles and major healing for everyone on the planet. And so to me, whatever can happen to reach a lot of people, it's sort of like I would think, okay, well, can we have Dr. Kim clone so that we can have about 10,000 of her out there? And if we can't do that right away, are there any plans possibly for people to get your book or to learn some techniques so that there can be different centers set up and others can, well, they can't do all the complete work that you can do with all your study, but maybe they can do some very important things. First by getting your book and then possibly other ways of working with you as a main trainer.
Yes, that would be wonderful. And so the book can be ordered by calling our office, and the number is area code 808-871-6996. 808-871-6996. Or you can email us at GKDC, my initials, Gina Kim, Dr. Chiropractic, GKDC@hawaii.rr.com. And it's $20 per book plus shipping. And then if you buy five, it's get one free. And you know, tell us if you whatever favorite charity or scholarship you want us to consider donating to. And then as far as cellular regeneration training goes, I teach twice a year. I just had one a few weeks ago, and the next one is scheduled September 24th and 5th. I am willing to travel, so, you know, people who are really interested are welcome to contact me, and we can open up communications regarding that.
Wonderful. And they would use that same phone number, your office, 808-871-6996, or email you at G as in good, K as in kite, D as in dog, C as in cat, GKDC@hawaii.rr.com. Is that right?
Yes, thank you.
Oh, boy, you're welcome. This is so exciting. And I want to get back to the train of thought, because you shared that wonderful miracle of that child from a traumatic birth that was so quick. There's probably more to share about some of the other miracles that you've helped create.
Yes. Another one is a woman in her mid-20s. She's now 30-something. It's been at least 10 years. She had a very rare disease called autoimmune disease called mixed connective tissue disease. And she had lots of aches and pains, all kinds of issues. And the medical community would do a lab test, blood work, every month just to see what her SED rate was, see what kind of inflammation or how the blood work was doing. And she took a lot of steroids and other medications in that process just to manage the symptoms. And in her case, spiritual issues came up, as well as negative emotions, as well as many chemical sensitivities. So after seeing me for a month, I think I had her come once a week, she had her once-a-month lab test, and they were normal. And so she did maybe two more lab tests after that, and they were normal. So she finally said, I'm not going to get poked and get blood taken out anymore. And so she continued on with minimal symptoms, and as far as her joints. You know, when she got stressed out, her joints would ache. But most of the time, she was pain-free and was functioning normally and in a great profession as well. And then her doctor, after 3 years, said, hey, we haven't done a lab test in this long. Let's go ahead and do another one just to make sure. And she was kind of nervous about it. And fortunately, they're still normal. So that was another great one.
It's nice to have some long-term feedback that the healing benefits aren't just temporary.
Yes. And then another lady, she was allergic to all fruit. She could not eat any fruit whatsoever. And so we figured out the underlying causes, and after several sessions, she could start eating fruit. So she told me, says, every time she eats fruit, she says, I thank God for you. That's fun.
Yes, it is. I love it. That's beautiful. Because we made some mention of prayer, I'm guessing that prayer is an integral part of your life. Could you describe a little about that?
You betcha. And before we jump into prayer, I want to say one more miracle, please.
Oh, sure. Please do.
There was an older lady who came in. I think she was in her late 70s, early 80s, and her husband had passed away 3 months prior. And she said, "I think my husband is visiting. The lights are flickering, objects are moving on the table. is it my husband?" And so in muscle testing through the cellular regeneration workbook, we figured out that there was a familial spirit. And that's a spirit disguised like a family member, so that we allow that, you know, we think, oh, it's our auntie, our uncle, mom, dad, grandpa, whoever. And so they allow the familiar spirits to be in their space. And what ends up happening is they leech our energies. And so we took care of that in prayer, and as well as there was a negative energy vortex that came up. And that's that invisible hole where negative stuff can come in and out. And so we took care of that in prayer as well. And she went about her business doing errands, and then she got home, and she called me right away and said, "Oh, my goodness. She had a large shoji screen behind a large screen TV, and when she came home, that shoji screen somehow ended up in front of the TV. And when she told me that, I just, in my mind's eye, I could see the spiritual battle that must have gone on, and I just said, thank you, Lord, that we didn't have to be there or witness that in any way, shape, or form. And so after that, no more objects moving, no more lights flickering on and off.
Hmm. Wonderful. And some of the ability to do some of these things, can people learn about this in the book, The Power to Heal Yourself?
Well, partly through prayer, and there are prayers there. Okay, some of those prayers can be helpful in even these kinds of situations. And I want to share with you and the audience how I became a believer in the power of prayer. It was actually because of chlorine giving me migraines. Our family and our children were very little then. We were going to a community swimming pool every weekend when it first opened up. And I was coming home with migraines that lingered for a couple days. And my chiropractor husband did everything and didn't help go away completely. They just kind of lingered. So after a few times, I decided it's got to be the chlorine in the pool. So all I did was say, "Please bless the water so I don't get a headache." No headache. And it was after that I decided, gee, I'm going to start praying for anything and everything.
Wow. Well, so you didn't change that chemical. You didn't have to talk to the people about using ozone instead of chlorine. You were just able to go to the higher power and
yes.
And not be poisoned by it anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm. Yeah, I guess that's an important thing to call upon when we deal with all of the environmental toxins that we have in the world right now, is that we want to clean them up, and until we get to do that, we certainly know that we can immediately call upon that power of God to do that. What was it again that you asked for with the chlorine?
Oh, all I said was, "Please bless the water so I don't get a headache."
Okay, so there you have an example of how Dr. Kim phrased it, to be able to have a beautiful divine intercession there on her behalf. Thank you. That's wonderful. And because I know from looking at your book that there's some prayers in there, can you give another example of one of the prayers in the book?
Sure. May I just read the prayer of encouragement?
Yeah, please.
Okay. All right. That's from page 33. Here we go. "Lord, thank you for creating me. For so long, I have thought I was unworthy, weak, and afraid that people would abandon me if I do not yield to them. Thank you for helping me to overcome the old patterns of fear and timidity. I know the truth of who I am as your child, made out of your awesome love and in your image, crowned with glory, honor, and splendor. I can do all things through you who strengthens me. Fill me with your love, thriving, wisdom, strength, joy, happiness, confidence, courage, peace, health, hope, faith, steadfastness, resilience, energy, calmness, encouragement, enthusiasm, balance, abundance, and all of your blessings you want to bestow on me. Thank you for completely connecting me to you and for my ability to receive all of your love, protection, healing, and blessings from this day forward. Just as you love me unconditionally, I choose to love myself unconditionally. Thank you that every day is anew with wonderful new opportunities. Thank you for enabling me to be all you created me to be, co-creating a fulfilling, inspiring, and joyful life. May my life be a blessing to all those I interact with. So be it.
Oh, that is beautiful. Wow. So folks, when you're thinking, there's just so much in this book, The Power to Heal Yourself. Remember, the website, cellularregeneration.com. Call her office and allow, of course. So what off hours are you usually there, by the way, or is someone there to take calls?
Well, we have the office is open Monday through Friday, but not on Thursday. And then we have the answering machine or voicemail, so people can leave messages and we can return them.
Well, good. So you can call anytime you're inspired to call. If they're not in the office, leave a message. And that phone number again is what?
808-871-6996.
Okay. Oh, good. Or the email GKDC, like Gina Kim, Doctor of Chiropractic, at hawaii.rr, like Roger Rabbit, .com. This is great. Wow. I'm loving it. Now, I'm also wondering, because who isn't having too much stress in their life? Would you share some steps in living as stress-free as possible?
Sure, okay. The key to living as stress-free as possible is being flexible. Okay, and I'm not just talking about being flexible because you do lots of stretching. That's important, too. I'm also talking about being flexible in the mind. For example, you really want to go shopping today for your groceries, and something else comes up. So it's okay. You can go grocery shopping tomorrow, unless you're completely out of food. So be flexible that way. And then do your best to find balance between too much stress and boredom. Did you know that stress and boredom, they cause the same exact diseases?
No.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Depression, they're the same. So really, we need to find a good balance between too much stress and boredom. And then some of the specific steps, of course, we all know these simple ones. Nutrition, okay? Eating right, eating more fruits and veggies, less processed foods, foods with chemicals, okay? So most of us need to return to the basics and eat more fruits and veggies and drink more water. I was so sad many years ago when a newspaper article came out and said that Americans drink more soda per day than they do water. And, to me that was just so sad because pretty much all I drink is water. Once in a while I'll have some other tea, juice, that kind of thing. But people have forgotten that we can live longer without food than without water. So water is a huge thing. In living stress-free, living well. And then, of course, exercise and stretching. And I tell people, exercise as much as you can. And for me, because I'm really sensitive too and I deal with so many different energies, I have to exercise every day. And it could be 20 degrees if I'm visiting some place like Montana on the mainland over Christmas. It was 20 degrees. I went walking outside. It didn't matter. It could be 100 degrees. I'll go walking or swimming. And if I absolutely can't do it because there's a storm going on, then I'll just turn on some music and dance. Any kind of movement works. And especially for sensitive people, I tell people, just move. Just move your body and shake. If you don't want to do dance steps, just shake vigorously as though you're having a seizure. And I started doing that for myself after I heard that dolphins are the only mammals in the world that when negative energy comes at them, instead of resisting like we humans do, they just shake vigorously to allow the negative energy to just pass right through them. And so in these turbulent times, it's been really helpful. I'm sensitive enough that I feel, I was very stressed and very anxious feeling just that night when September 11th happened, with the earthquake and tsunami in Japan, with the tsunami in Indonesia. And so when I feel that anxiety, for me, movement really makes a big difference. And, you know, it's good because we burn calories while we're at it.
Ah, okay. Now, that's important. And you mentioned that in the book, right?
I mentioned movement and exercise anyway, but what I just said I did not mention.
Okay. Okay, yes. About the tsunami, but the importance of movement.
Yes.
Yeah, well, this is so good, folks. And then I'm also wondering, because there's so many things we weren't trained from childhood about what was really healthy for us. Can you share some of the most important chemicals to avoid?
Oh, sure. Okay. And there are other steps in living free, but yeah, we're getting that's all in the book. So please get the book. So some of the most important chemicals to avoid. This is in my opinion, and I know there are other websites and doctors and health-conscious people that have their chemicals to avoid. First one on the list is aspartame. That would be NutraSweet, Equal, the things that say sugar-free, or on the package when you're reading the labels, it says contains phenylketonurics. Okay, it crosses the blood-brain barrier, which means it doesn't go through the entire digestive system. It goes straight to the brain. So particularly the elderly and the children should not consume aspartame. It's just not a good idea. And there are other words for aspartame, the newest one being neotame and aminosweet. Also, there's ACE-K or acesulfame potassium. And there are studies that say that aspartame turns in the body into formaldehyde, formic acid, ethanol, and phenylalanine, and they're all harmful for the brain and the nervous system. Sucralose or Splenda is not any better. And then also high fructose corn syrup. Okay, that's another chemical to avoid. It tricks the brain into thinking you're still hungry. Same with MSG, so that you keep eating more. And, you know, our American culture, they say that many of us are now considered overweight or obese. We're just not healthy. Also, other chemicals to avoid are hydrogenated or partially hydrogenated oils, mineral oil, petroleum or petrolatum. Okay. Another one is propylene or polyethylene or ethylene glycol. That's antifreeze. It's in a lot of cake mixes, body care products, and even in some drinks. So yeah, bottom line is be a good label reader. Okay. Carnauba wax, that's car and floor wax. It can be found in candies, cheap vitamins, and gums. Our bodies just can't digest car wax and floor wax.
You darn. Well, I sure wish we could, but since we can't, thank you for helping us to be aware of these things. There's just want to encourage you folks to really think of, I mean, when was the last time you could invest in something that was so good for your health that you could read it and get all kinds of important techniques? I mean, any page you turn to, practically, you're going to get something that is worth more than the $20. And then the $20 that you invest to get one of these books, or Dr. Kim said if you buy five, you get one free, you get to tell Dr. Kim where to donate that money to your favorite charity. I'm sitting here going, I better pinch myself. I'm not sure if I'm really hearing this. This is like, it's nice to know that sometimes things that seem too good to be true, some of them really are true, and this appears to be one of them. So, wow, Dr. Kim, I'm so excited.
Thank you, thank you. Me too. I just want to mention some of the other chemicals to avoid, too, are aluminum. Okay, you know, aluminum, mercury are well linked to Alzheimer's and dementia now. And so whenever you can, don't use aluminum foil, aluminum pots and pans. Also, check your deodorants and antiperspirants, baking powders, okay, and then use Corningware, safe Pyrex and Corningware and stainless steel cooking utensils. Okay? I mean, not utensils, but pots and pans. And a couple other ones just real quick. Food dyes. We have too many artificial food dyes in our food supply. Okay? So they can cause all kinds of headaches, rash, or allergy, or just upset tummy. So be aware of that. And then also air fresheners. You know, when I see a commercial that talks about freshening air and it's just chemicals, it's annoying to me because there are 8-point-something million chemicals in our environment in the world right now, and that chemical list goes up about 15,000 every year. So the less chemicals we expose ourselves to, the better we're going to be. What we call our toxic load is way, way too high. And then another thing, very important, plastics or phthalates. Okay, so much of our food supply comes wrapped in plastic already, so whenever you can, don't use plastic cups or plates. And if you need to because you have a baby or a toddler, buy the BPA-free, okay, plastics, and then as soon as you can, switch over to other safer, non-toxic chemical products, please.
So, Dr. Kim, before the minor interruption, you were wrapping up about the chemicals to avoid, that we can go once again to your wonderful book, The Power to Heal Yourself, and get that information, and then wanted to also check in because there's a chapter that says miscellaneous yet meaningful. And can you give us some of what's in that chapter?
There's a lot in that chapter. I'll just list them quickly and then we can go over a couple of the more important ones. I love myself unconditionally. Pump and dump yourself. Self muscle testing. Microwave use, not cell phones and cordless phones, salt, importance of meditation, labels or words, not getting hung up on them, energy, thank you for a great day, stretching three areas at the same time, what to do for geopathic stresses, the evils of soda, the importance of stevia, aspirin, cramps, muscle as well as menstrual cramps, cancer situations, wearing bras linked to breast cancer, and then great websites or web searches. So that's the miscellaneous yet meaningful chapter.
Wow.
May I go
over? This is great. So there's so much, this in 122 pages, you have put like a major encyclopedia of goodness together, and this is thrilling. I was just considering that for I know our listeners and others that will end up tuning in or being referred to this wonderful tape, I look forward to actually inviting you to come back on so that we can pick different sections, like maybe on how the self-muscle testing or some of the different sections of the book, and take another show and actually get into a little bit more, because, I mean, literally, we could probably take about 15 hours to go to for all the goodness in your book here.
Thank you. So I'd be honored.
Oh, great. Well, that's fabulous. Because we've got about, you know, about 7 minutes left on this program. So I want to, you know, take time to focus on what you think would be most important for this day, and then we'll have you back on another day to go into more detail on some of these things.
Okay. So let's talk about pumping and dumping yourself. And by that, what I mean is when you realize you're in a state of mind that you don't like, if you just say or think, I don't like feeling this way, and you name all that you're feeling at the moment. For example, I feel angry, frustrated, unappreciated, resentful, and I don't like feeling this way. I'm letting it go. And then you would flap your wings. So literally flapping your wings, you know, like an eagle or a chicken or any movement with the arms and legs work, you can release the negative energies. This is a big part of cellular regeneration at the end after we do the tapping point, and then we pump and dump the negative energies away. Have you heard of Jill Bolte Taylor, who wrote My Stroke of Insight, Ken?
The name again is Jill...
Jill Bolte Taylor. She wrote Jill... My Stroke of Insight.
My Stroke of Insight?
Mm-hmm. She's She's a Harvard brain scientist who wrote that book, My Stroke of Insight. It's through her research we now know that if you don't like feeling a certain way, as long as you say, I don't like feeling this way, they've measured the biochemicals to leave the body in 90 seconds. And I feel that with pumping and dumping, it's probably even quicker than 90 seconds. But I don't have the hard science behind, behind that yet. So it can be this easy to let negative things go and not let them accumulate. Even ducks in the wild, and this is based on Eckhart Tolle's, one of his books, I think The Power of Now, he mentions how ducks in the wild were observed having a squawk of a fight, and then when they were done, they started swimming the opposite direction. Now, without looking at each other, they simultaneously flapped their wings for a little while, and then they just took off. So even animals in the wild pump and dump.
This sounds great to me, folks. And, I mean, when you think about pump and dump, kind of like this gives a whole new meaning to what comes to mind when we would think that of those two words, and to be able to actually come into motion, to flap those wings or to move the body, and somehow in that process we are literally pumping and dumping these negative emotions. That's huge.
It's off. Yeah.
Yeah. And then if you feel guilty, you can always write a check to some therapist and send it to them. You don't need to see them, but if you think they're going to starve because you're not going in for a lot of therapy over something because you pumped and dumped it and now you're feeling better, you know. Of course, we could probably pump and dump over the guilt of of the therapist not getting the extra sessions. My gosh, this is a wonderful technique. I love it.
Thank you.
Oh, goodness. This is so exciting. I mean, it's a book. Folks, I'm going to say it again. You know, here's a book you can get, and then you get to have all the money that you put into it go to charity. I mean, this is like getting it for free, sharing your love, and learning skills and techniques that deal with such important things for well-being that, my gosh, you know, if someone said, here, you know, if you gave me $1,000, I'll teach you all kinds of important things about your health and well-being that'll save you much more than $1,000. You'd go, okay, if it'll do that, then it's worth $1,000. Well, you're getting more than that in a book that is $20, and you get to donate the $20 to the charity of your choice. I am just thrilled beyond what I can imagine. And the way to get this again is call her office, Dr. Gina Kim, 808-871-6996. Send an email, GKDC, like Gina Kim, Doctor of Chiropractic, at hawaii.rr.com. And that's $20. And we're going to have Dr. Kim back on a show again to share a few more details of some of these techniques. But now you've learned the pump and dump, and you want to, of course, get the book and get all these other techniques. Oh, Dr. Kim, just thank you so very much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be part of this. And remember, folks, please go to her wonderful website where you can get all this kind of information, cellularregeneration.com. And just thank you again, Dr. Kim, for taking time out of your busy schedule. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you. It's an honor.
Oh, and to you, Dr. Kim, to my beloved listeners, I want you to just carry on with that mighty work to do to reclaim the wonder and beauty of our life that was given to us by, I believe, by our Creator. And now we're getting the right information so that that journey can be much quicker and much easier. So until we meet again, God bless and goodbye for now.